Children and teens are cooking up a storm thanks in part to the many television programs featuring their peers. Virtual programs such as Chefs in the Classroom produced by the Okanagan Chefs Association also encourage young people to make good food. Do not underestimate the quality and creativity from young cooks. Ask any mother what she would like for a Mother's Day gift and she will say home cooking. Plan a breakfast, lunch or family hearty dinner with these recipes. Lemon ricotta pancakes. These are so light and delicately flavored with lemon. Any fruit sauce or syrup or maple syrup will be great. 1.5 circa all-purpose flour, scoop and level to measure, 375 milliliters. 3.5 tablespoons sugar, 50 milliliters. 2 teaspoons. Baking powder, 10 milliliters. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Baking soda, 1 milliliter. 1/2 a teaspoon. Salt, 2 milliliters. 1 circa milk, 250 milliliters. 3/4 circa ricotta, 175 milliliters. 3 large eggs. 1 teaspoon. Vanilla extract, 5 milliliters. 1 to 2 tablespoons lemon zest, 15 to 30 milliliters. 1/4 circa fresh lemon juice, 60 milliliters. 1 tablespoon butter, melted, 15 milliliters. Icing sugar for serving, optional. Set out all the ingredients on the counter. In a mixing bowl, whisk together flour, granulated sugar, baking powder, baking soda and salt for 20 seconds. Make a well in center of flour mixture and set aside. In a separate large mixing bowl, whisk together milk, ricotta, eggs and vanilla until well blended. Add melted butter, lemon zest and lemon juice to milk mixture and blend until combined. Immediately pour milk mixture into flour mixture and stir, just until combined. Batter should be slightly lumpy. Preheat an electric griddle to moderately high heat or use a non-stick skillet set over medium heat. Pour 1/3 cup, 75 milliliters, batter onto buttered griddle or skillet and cook until bubbles begin to appear on surface and bottom as golden brown. Then flip and cook opposite side until golden brown. Pour as many as will easily fit in your pan. Serve warm, dusted with icing sugar, if desired, and drizzled with maple or fruit syrup. Makes about a dozen pancakes. Avocado and romaine salad with soy sauce vinaigrette. 2 avocados, 4 green onions, chopped, 1 tomato, diced, 2 tablespoons soy sauce or tamari 30 milliliters, 2 tablespoons lemon juice 30 milliliters, 1/4 circa olive oil 60 milliliters, sea salt, freshly cracked pepper, romaine lettuce. Place romaine lettuce torn into bite-sized pieces on individual plates or in a large bowl. Top with chopped green onion and tomatoes. Shake soy sauce, lemon juice and olive oil together in a small jar to make the vinaigrette. Cut avocado in half, remove pit and peel. Place cut side of the avocado down on the plate. Slice lengthwise into 1/8 to 1/4 inch, 0.2 to 0.5 centimeters slices. Drizzle with vinaigrette. Place sliced avocado on romaine salad. Drizzle the rest of the vinaigrette over the lettuce. Garnish with sea salt and cracked black pepper. Serves 4. Raspberry hand pies. Butter pastry is almost no fail and easy to work with. After rolling out the pastry, use cookie cutters or a knife to cut into shapes or squares. Use raspberry jam or other favorite jam as the filling. Buttery pie crust. 1.5 circa all-purpose flour 375 milliliters. 1/2 a teaspoon. Sugar 2 milliliters. 1/4 of a teaspoon. Kosher salt 1 milliliter. 1/2 circa. 1 stick, chilled unsalted butter, cut into 1/2 inch, 1.25 centimeters, pieces 125 milliliters. 1/4 circa ice water 60 milliliters. 1 egg with 1 tablespoon of water, whisked, to make the egg wash 15 milliliters. Pulse flour, sugar and salt in a food processor for a few seconds to combine. Add butter and pulse until the texture of very coarse oatmeal. Slowly add 1/4 cup, 60 milliliters, ice water while pulsing. Add a few more drops of water if dry. You want the dough to come together in clumps. Remove dough from blender and form into a flat square, wrap in plastic and chill until firm, about 2 hours. When chilled, roll out to 1/4 inch, 0.5 centimeters, thick. Use plenty of flour on the countertop so it won't stick. Cut into squares or use a large cookie cutter for other shapes. You will need 12 pieces. The top pieces will need a vent hole for steam to escape. You can simply make a couple of slashes with a knife or use a smaller cookie cutter to make a vent. After all the tops and bottoms have been cut, put a tablespoon, 15 milliliters, of raspberry jam on the bottoms. Brush the edges with egg wash. Place top crust over and crimp around the edges with a fork. Brush hand pies with egg wash. Sprinkle with coarse sugar, if you wish, and bake at 375°F, 190°C, for about 25 minutes or until browned. Crust can be made 3 days ahead. Keep chilled. Let stand at room temperature 15 minutes before rolling out. Makes a single pie crust or 6 hand pies. These can also be made and frozen unbaked. Bake from frozen in the same way, but it will likely take an extra few minutes. Spanish rice. Taylor Arsenault, granddaughter of my backdoor neighbors in Swift Current, Sask, shares this recipe with me. I asked her if this was a recipe she found in a home economics class or from a magazine. No, she created this recipe using all her favorite flavors from other dishes. She tells me she used to make the dish for her family when she was a teenager and it became a family favorite. She said you can add as much rice as you want because it's a cost-effective way to spread the meal further. 1 lb. Lean ground beef 500 grams. 1 2/3 circa rice 400 milliliters. 14 ounces. Can tomato sauce 398 milliliters. 1/2 to 19 ounces. Can black beans, rinsed 270 milliliters. 1/2 circa frozen corn 125 milliliters. 1 pkg. Taco seasoning. 1 tablespoon chili powder 15 milliliters. 1 teaspoon. Oregano 5 milliliters. Salt and pepper, to taste. 3 bell peppers, diced. I like to use 1 yellow, 1 red, 1 green. Grated cheddar cheese for serving. Begin by cooking rice as in package instructions until slightly undercooked. Then, set aside. Place ground beef in a large pan or a spaghetti pot. Cook on medium heat until slightly pink. Add diced peppers to ground beef. Cook beef and peppers together until beef is browned. Drain the liquid from the beef and pepper mix and discard it. Place this mixture back in the pot. Stir in taco seasoning, chili powder and oregano. Add tomato sauce and frozen corn to the pot. Cook on medium heat until coming to a boil and then turn down and let simmer for 5 minutes, covered. Add the black beans and rice. Continue to simmer for 10 minutes, uncovered. Remove from heat, add salt and pepper to taste. Serve with grated cheddar cheese. Serves 4 to 6 people. Sarah Galvin is a home economist, teacher and avid supporter of local food producers. She has been a market vendor, grew up on a farm in southeastern Saskatchewan and is a member of Team Resources.